Okay. We're reading in about the Big Day Kahuna in the Parsha. So the Big Day Kohen Gadol all year long have shatnas, and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot have shatnas in the Avnet, in the Gartel. So the Rambam writes the very last halacha in Hilchas Kilayim. The Rambam writes that when a Kohen Hedyot finishes doing his Avoida, he's permitted to wear the Avnet that has shatnas, because it's B'makam Mitzvah to be Makrav Karbonis. But as soon as he finishes doing Avod, he has to take off the Avnet right away, because he doesn't have any heter to wear the shatnas then. The Raiva disagrees with the Rambam. He says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma says Beferish that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol all day long, both B'shas Avoda and Shaloi B'shas Avoda. So how can the Rambam insist that you have to take off the Avnet right away? So the commentaries point out that the Rambam seems to have understood there's a difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot, that the Kohen Hedyot has to take off the Avnet right away, but the Kohen Gadol can wear the Big Dekuna. That Gemara Neuma goes, the Kohen Gadol can wear the Big Dekuna all day long. That's Big Day Kohen Gadol. Why should there be a difference? So there are two ways to explain. So the Ravid holds you can wear Big Day Shatnas all day long. So this is a discussion in Tosfos. A discussion in Tosfos in Menachos, Mem Aleph, where the Big Day Shatnas for the Kohanim is only Mutar B'Shas Avoda, or is even Shalom B'Shas Avoda. So Tosfos says, what's the Shaila? Whether it's Hutra or Dechuya. If it's Hutra, so then it's Mutar all day long. If it's only Dechuya, so it's the Mitzvah of doing Avoda is Deicha the Isra of Shatnas. But if you're not doing Avodah, then there's nothing to be Dechah, so it's also. So that's the Shadah, what they say, Hutra Dechuyah. We have a Maseches Tomid that's printed in the Gemaris. We have a commentary that's attributed to the Ravid, the Pirish HaMiyuchos LaHaRavid on Tomid. They call it Miyuchos LaRavid because we know for sure it's not written by the Ravid, it's by somebody else. We know the Ravid style, and there are things there that contradict what the Ravid says. And the Hasagas and the Ram, there were different people with the name Ravid. Maybe it was by somebody else who was called the Ravid. The Ravid on Bava Kama, that's quoted by the Shita Mukhbetz, a different Ravid. And the famous Ravid married, his father-in-law was also called the Ravid. The one who wrote the Eshkol was also called. The Ravid's name is Avram ben David. That's why he's called Ravid, Avram ben David. His father-in-law was Rabbeinu Abezin of Narbona. So Ravid by the father-in-law is not the same as by the son-in-law. The Shach in Yeridei writes in one place that there are contradictions between what the Ravid said. The Rishonim quoted saying one thing, other Rishonim say another thing. He said, keep in mind there are two different people known as the Ravid. One was the father-in-law, one was the son-in-law. So they disagree with each other. There's a third Ravid also, the one who wrote the history book, the Sefer HaKabbalah, but that's he never says anything on Halacha. So he's never involved. But there are more than one Ravid. Okay. There are three Ravids quoted in Halach. Anyway, so we know the Ravid on Talmud is by somebody else. But he asked Akasha. He says, what do you mean it's a machlokes whether Shatnas and Big Nekuna is Hutra or Dechuya? So if you're Hutra, then you're allowed to wear it even Shalai B'Shas Havoida. He says, that doesn't make any sense. That even if you're Hutra, you're not allowed to wear it Shalai B'Shas Havoida. The question is, what's the difference whether you hold something the Hutra or Dechuya? Take, for example, the Gemara in the beginning of Yuma, has a machlokes hamaroim, then it turns out, on Davob, Davzain, then it turns out it's really a machlokes hatanoim, whether Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. The Mishnah in Tmura quotes Rav Meir, says that it's really a misnomer when we say that Tumah is Mutta B'Tzibur. It's not really true. It's not a difference between Karbin Yochai, Karbin Tzibur. There's no difference. The difference is whether it's a Karbin Shezmana Kavua or Karbin Shein Zmana Kavua. Ruba de Ruba of the Karbonis Yochid are not Zmanam Kavua. achatas and oilo, shlamim, you can bring it whatever you want to. There's no specific time. If you have a korban yochid, there's manakavu. It's also decha Shabbos and decha tumah. Let's say chavite kohen gadol. The kohen gadol every single day of the year has to bring minchas chavitin, half in the morning, half in the evening. That's a private korban. Or the par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. That's a korban yochid. He pays for it. It's his personal korban and his decha Yom Kippur. The din, the Reb Meir says in the Mishnah and Tumor, it doesn't really depend on korban tziba versus korban yochid. There is a difference between korban tziba. Korban tziba has to be purchased with machzal shekel money. Korban yochid, the private person pays for it. But the decha Shabbos and decha Tumah, Reb Meir says in Mishnah, doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tziba. It depends whether it's zman kavu or not. So ruba the ruba of the korban tzibur, to meet himself and arose zman kavu. If you have a par halam davishal tzibur, that's manakuva. You bring it the first available opportunity. But al kalpanim, the Gemara calls it tumah vuta betziba. So it's a machlokes first on maroim. Then the Gemara shows it's really a machlokes satana. Whether tumah is hutra betziba or duchuya betziba. What's the difference? Whether he worded hutra duchuya? So Rashi and Brachas on daf chof sounds like he says if it's hutra betziba, it's muta without a krechts. If it's duchuya betziba, it's only muta with a krechts. What's the difference whether he krechts or he don't krechts? So the Gemara says the difference halacha lemaisa is it only mutter if it's eif shelakayim shdem. The Gemara's lashon is hamra shlokish kol makam shatamotze essay, but essay deicha loy says he don't say that b'makam essay the loy says is hutra. The Gemara's lashon essay deicha loy says why? Because Rish Lakish says kol makam shatamotze essay b'loy says imati yochle kaim shneim mutter if you can fulfill the mitzvah without violating the avera, do so. If it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah without violating the avera, then in many times, not always, if it's bi'idna, b'vasachas, then you say, esa deicha lo esese. You only say, deicha, A is only deicha B, if it's yepshe l'kaim shneim. If it's yepshe l'kaim shneim, then it's not deicha. Deicha is only if it's yepshe l'kaim. The tzorach for kiyam ha-mitzvah is that the tzorach is deicha the love. But if it's Epshe L'Kaim Shneim, there's no tzorach, so it's not. But if the din would have been Hutra, then it would have been Muta L'Gamre. So the Miyuchas L'Haraivit, this Pirish HaMishnah is Tomin, that's printed in the regular Gemaras, that they attribute to the Raivit, but by someone else, that's not by the famous Raivit. So he says, I understand over there, you're being Mekayim a mitzvah. So the question is, are you allowed to be b'kayim the mitzvah even by violating the aver if it wasn't necessary? Or are you only allowed to be b'kayim the mitzvah by not there if it's the epshe l'kayim shneim? But over here, the guy's wearing big dekun all day long, he's not b'kayim any mitzvah. So what's the heter? It doesn't make any sense at all. So that's a mistake. That kasha, that yes, that's a mistake. Whoever he was, he didn't understand what tchuy and hutra is all about. Perhaps I'll let you explain. Hutra means that the cheftza is mutter. Means when the prohibition of shatnas was formulated, it never applied to big dekuna. So even shalei b'shas avodah, this cheftza big dekuna was exempted, doesn't apply. Or the din of tumah, when the Torah formulated the din, you're not allowed to be makar or karbonis in the state of tumah, it never applied to a karbon, shes mana kavua. We usually call that a karbon tziba, but it's not the meduyak, it's not too precise. I mean, most of the karbon tziba is mana kavua. So if you hold kilaim and big dekuna as hutra, then you're allowed to, the cheftz of big dekuna was exempted. It doesn't apply. Kilaim shatans doesn't apply to big dekuna, even shloi b'shas habar, it would also be mutter. So the rabbi understood that you can leave on a big dekuna all day long, both by kohen gadol and by kohen edyot. And the Rambam seems apparently to have distinguished between a kohen gadol and a kohen edyot. Kohen edyot can only wear it when he puts on big dekuna before he does avodah, even if he puts on the big dekuna an hour before, he put it on, he's doing a mitzvah to wear big dekuna in order to do avodah. But the second he finishes the avodah, he doesn't plan to do more avodah, then the Rambam says he has to take off the avnet because it's shatnas. By kohen gadol, apparently the Rambam thinks the mutter. Why? Why does the Rambam, that was the Raivitz kasha, because the Gemara and Yuma says the kohen gadol is allowed to wear all day long. So the Rambam understood the difference between kohen gadol and kohen edyot. So there are two ways to explain it. So one way to explain it is the Beis HaLevi's, and then another way is Rav Soloveitchik. The Beis HaLevi says that there's a din of chumash that the tzitz is meratzah. If you bring a korban in a state of tumah, either the kohen who did the avodah is tumah, or the dam is tumah, or the korban is tumah. So it's possible. If you do hakrovus hakabonis in a state of duma, the korban is possible. Unless the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz. It says the kohen gadol should wear the tzitz. What is it mechaper on? It's very unclear in the chumash. So there's a whole long brisa in Yuma and Avav. And Taisa quotes Abala Taisa from Africa, Rabbeinavish from Africa, I don't know what kind of a name that is, Bob Yuchin, Rabbeinavish from Africa, Abala Taisa came to learn in Europe. So there's a big brisa there. The Gemara finally establishes that then it's Mishnah is like this, that the tzitz is meratzah, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, and they were makar of a korban in the state of Tumah, the korban will be kosher. Shite. The korban will be kosher. Even as a korban yachid. What if it's a korban tzibur? Do you need a tzitz to be meratzo also? So that's the Gemara in Yuma says that depends whether you hold tumahutra b'tzibur or tchuyah b'tzibur. If you hold the chuyah, so the mitzvah of hakrovas hakarbonis is deche the iser korban shiz man kavua. The mitzvah of hakrovas hakarbonis is man kavua is so important. It's deche the iser tumah. Deche the iser, but the korban will be pasul. The chiyah is only good for Isurim. A mitzvah is deicha and isa, but it can be deicha psul. So then the Gemara said, if you hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibah, that's how the Raman paskins, dechuyah, not hutra, then the Gemara says you have to have the tzitz to be meratzah. But if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibah, it means the whole institution of hakrovas, the whole issue of hakrovas karbonis b'tumah was never formulated with respect to korban shezman kavua. So neither the Isser applies, nor the Psul, nothing applies. So then you wouldn't need tzitz to be meratz. That's how the Gemara says it's all these abizim. And this is a problem that Rambam seems to have split between the two. The Gemara says they're connected. If you hold tumah dechuya, the tzibur, then you need the tzitz be meratz by korban tzibur also. The Rambam seems to have split between the two. He holds dechuya. He says you don't need the tzitz meratz. So that's a problem in the Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik said there are two ways that he didn't explain. So Rav Soloveitchik said there are two ways to explain why there should be a difference, according to the Rambam, between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Ein. So one pshat is what the Beis HaLevi says. He says, when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, it's meratzah, and the korban that's korban tumah will be kosher, he disagrees with Tosfos in Kiddushin, around Samach Vav or Samach Zayin. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natam, all he has to wear is the tzitz. He doesn't have to wear all the shmoneh begadim. If the Kohen Gadol wants to be makor karbanos, he has to wear all the shmoneh begadim all year long. Or he has to wear the dalet begadim on Yom Kippur, the dalet big day loven. But to be meratzeh on the karbanos that are kar betumah, Rabbeinu Tam is mechadesh that tzitz is enough. The Beis HaLevi doesn't think that Rabbeinu Tam is right. He thinks that tzitz is only meratzeh if the Kohen Gadol wears it together with all the shmoneh begadim. So the Kohen Gadol has to wear the big day kuna all day long. The Kohen Hedyon only has a mitzvah to wear big day kuna when he's interested in doing avodah. The second he finishes and he's not about to do another avodah, he has to take off the avnei because of hashatnas. But the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah all day long to wear big day kuna to be meratzah if someone will be makar of a korban betumah. That's another question. The Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz when what happened? And what happened? So Pasha Pshat, if you would have asked me, nobody asked me. If it would have asked me, I would have said, when they were makar of the carbon in the state of Tumah. So there's a Rashi and Yuma says, not so. Rashi and Yuma says, has to be wearing the tzitz when the carbon became nitma. When the carbon became nitma, but you weren't makar of it. So what is it? Meratzah. It's meratzah as if it's not Tumah. So the Shagasari has a Sefer Gevurah Sari on Yuma. And every time, the Gevurah Ari is unbelievable, every time Rashi and Tosfos adds one word to the Gemara that doesn't say, he disagrees. Same thing on Tainus. As the Sefer Gevurah Ari on Tainus, every time Rashi or Tosfos on Tainus add one word extra to the Gemara, he always rips it apart and says they're wrong. Disagrees with everything. So that's the question. The Kohen Gadol, if you wear, the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz in order to be meratzah on the tumah. When does he have to be wearing the tzitz? at the time the korban became nitma, or the time that they were makriv the korban that already became nitma previously. So that's how the Beis HaLevi learns. Why is the Kohen Gadol different? Because the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah all day long. The Rambam holds that it's dechuya. Shatnas is only dechuya and big dekuna. And the thing that's doicha is the mitzvah to wear the big dekuna. So by Kohen Hedyot, the mitzvah to wear big dekuna is only b'shas avoida. And by the Kohen Gadol, the mitzvah is to wear all day long because the tzitz is only meratzah together with the others. The Kohen Gadol has to be able to be meratzah. One can give a different shot, perhaps Soloveitchik suggested, that in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rama has a whole parak about appointing a Kohen Gadol. So he said, what is the role of the Kohen Gadol? What do you need a Kohen Gadol for? The din is every single day of the year, the Kohen Gadol has to sponsor. He doesn't have to be makrev it himself. He has to pay for a korban chavite Kohen Gadol. You mekadesh a whole mincha, and your makriv half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Chavite Kohen Gadol every single day. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be makriv it though. He just has to pay for the korban. He can have a Kohen Hedyot be makriv it. So when do you need a Kohen Gadol to do avodah? Only on Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur you need a Kohen Gadol. There's a Mishnah in Megillah, all the Ein Beins in Megillah, that says there are two kinds of a Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol Moshuach b'shem en Amishcha, a Kohen HaMashiach b'shem en Amishcha, and there's a Kohen Merubah B'godim. The Psukim say in Divrei HaYomim that towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, Yoshiyahu HaMelech was the king. And it says in the Rayam, he was goynez the Shemen HaMishcha in the basement. He was goynez the Orim with the Luchas, Tinsenes Amon, and the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, after he was goynez, the whole Bais Sheni, there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So if you make a new Kol HaKedem Shasa Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu made everything in Truma Tetzavah, Vayakal Pikudei, so it says, Vayim Shachem, Vayikadosh Oysam. He used Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha on every single kli, to give it Kedusha, Big Dekuna, everything. So after Yoshiyahu HaMelech was going as the Shemin HaMishcha, how would they be Kaddish a Kohen Gadol? You can't have a Kohen Gadol Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha anymore. You can't have a Melech from the Malchus Beis David. It's supposed to be appointed with Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. How do you appoint a Kohen Gadol? That's a problem. So the Gemara said, there's a din, you can have Merubah B'Gadim. You can make a Kohen Gadol without Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. So do they have the same status as Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah says no. Ain the Mishnah in Megillah. Ain bein koyim mashuach b'shem and ain b'shchad koyim ruba b'gadim ela par haba al kol ha-mitzvahs. What does that mean? So Rashi learns pshat in Chum. Rashi learns pshat in that Mishnah based on the Pesukim of Chumash. It said there's an institution of par halam dover shel tzibur. If the Bezen HaGadol made a mistake in halacha, probably it never happened in the history of the world. Has to be a unanimous vote. All 71 members of Bezen HaGadol have to make a mistake in an Issa Kares, and the Rav HaTzibur who live in Eretz Yisrael followed them. 51% of the Jewish men, the women don't count for some reason or another, 51% of the men who live in Eretz Yisrael followed the mistaken psak of the Bezen HaGadol that was voted in unanimously. The whole thing is so far-fetched. On the books there is such a thing. It probably never happened in the history of the world. There is a Gemara that says on one occasion there was a Parlam Dov Shel Tzibur. The Gemara backs out from that. Probably never was. So far-fetched. So the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol is makriv that korban. So Rashi says, only Kohen Gadol has mashuach b'shem and amishcha. But if it's only Kohen Gadol, merubah b'godim, like the Kohen Gadolim, in the Baish any period, they can't be makriv at Parlam Dov Shel Tzibur. And the same thing, the Par Kohen Mashiach, is also in Parshas Vayikra. If a private person, a private hedyot in Greek is an idiot. A kohen hedyot means a plain kohen. Idiot means a plain person, a layman. So if a hedyot is machal Shabbos, eats chametz bePesach, reads Yom Kippur b'shogeg, he violates an isa koris abolish danida b'shogeg, so he has to bring a kizbo osira. He brings a korban chatas. If the Bezen HaGadol made a mistake in Psak Aloch and the Rav HaTzibur followed them, then the Bezen HaGadol has to bring a Parhelam Dovah Shel Tzibur. What if the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha made a mistake in Halach, and he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg? He can't be miskape with a kizbo or sira like a edya. He has to bring a par Kohen Mashiach. So Rashi learns that those two parshas say beferish. You need a Kohen Gadol to be makrib the carbon. So Rashi says it has to be a Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha. It can't be a Kohen Merubah B'God. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, even though that's what it says in the Chumash, but there's a beferish in Sifra that says not so. So Rashi apparently learns that the Mishnah disagrees with the Sifra. The Mishnah understood the Psuk in Kipshutam, that those two karbonas, Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Halandava Shel Tzipa, can only be Korev Ayidei Kohen Gadol like Yom Kippur. Like Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol to be Makrev. So if those two issues come up, Par Halandava Shel Tzipa, Par Kohen Mashiach, he can only be Makrev by Kohen Gadol had Mashiach B'Shem Namish. Thus said the Sifra says that even though the Pasuk sounds like that, it's not true. There is no such din. You don't take the Pasuk seriously. Why is it saying the Pasuk is a pella? So what does it mean in the Mishnah? El par habo al kol ha-mitzvus. El par habo al kol ha-mitzvus. So the, I already forgot. What is this? It says, Ein kai mashuch b'shem. Ein ben kai mashuch b'shem anesh. El kai merubah b'godim. El par habo al kol ha-mitzvus. I forgot already. This has a different shot than the Mishnah. It doesn't go down. So what is the Kohen Gadol function? Once a year, you need a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. That's all. All year long, he can be in Miami. He can be swimming all day long. He doesn't do anything in the Beis Hamikdash all year long, just for Yom Kippur, you need him. He has to pay for the Chavit, the Kohen Gadol, that he doesn't have to be there. He can be wherever he wants. So the Rambam writes, not so. In Hilchos Klei Hamikdash, there's a whole chapter in the Rambam about the function of the Kohen Gadol. So he says, Kvod of the Sefarta of the Kohen Gadol is he should be Yoshe Bamigdash, sit. He can't sit in the Azara. The din is en yeshiv b'azara l'malchei bez David b'vad. That's a question. There's a stir in two Rashis on the Gemara. One place Rashi writes that that's halacha l'moshe Messina. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara unless he's a melech and the malchei bez David. How can that be? That's the lashon of the halacha l'moshe Messina. And Yeshivi Bazar Lamalchi Bez David Bolvad. I mean, they knew from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that David HaMelech is going to be the chosen king. So Rav Elbel Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer HaChumash, no, probably the Loshen, the terminology of the Halacha, if you hold this Halacha Moshe Messina, that Rashi, probably was, and Yeshivi Bazar, no one's allowed to sit in the Azara unless he's the king for the Malchus HaNevcheres. And later on it turned out that that's the Malchus Beis David, is the Malchus HaNevcheres. There are special dinim for Malchus Beis David. Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha is only for the Malchus Beis David. The other kings had Shaul HaMelech and all the others. Malchus Yisrael had Mashiach B'Shem and Afarsamon. They didn't have Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. And the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, he quotes a Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph in Luchos Malachim, only a king who's from the Malchus Beis David is allowed to use Yerushalayim as his capital. If you're not a melech from the Malchus Beis David, you're not allowed to use Yerushalayim as a capital. Some people say that the Israeli government is in violation of that din because they officially declare Jerusalem as the capital, and the American Congress wanted to spare them from violation of the din. Congress didn't want to recognize Jerusalem as the capital because it's against their realm. That's the question. Does it mean only if you have a king, no other king, or no other government is allowed to use Yerushalayim as the capital, other than the Malchus HaNevcheres? That's the question. But there are differences. Then there's another difference Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has. There's a Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam on, I think it's on Horius, where the Rambam has, I think it's on Horius, the end of Horius, where the Rambam has a difference between Murid bin Malchus. If it's any other government other than Malchus Beis David, Rishus LaMelech LaHorga, the king has a right to kill him. Murid bin Malchus Beis David, it's not Rishus, he's Mechuyiv. The king can't be Meichel. He's Mechuyiv to give the death penalty. So there are several differences between Malchus Beis David al Pidin. Malchus Beis David is called the Malchus son of Cheres. Yeshiva Bazara is Mutav al Malchus Beis David. Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. Yerushalayim is the capital. And Murid bin Malchus is Chai Mis. Those are the four differences. So the Rambam writes that Kvoda B'Sefarta of the Kohen Gadol is he should be Yoshe B'Migdosh all day long. He's not allowed to sit in the Azara. even though he's the Kohen Gadol, not allowed to sit. He can sit in the Har HaBayis. But he should quote him as a fact that to sit in Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big day Kohen Gadol and supervise the Hakrovas HaKarbonos. So, since that by Kohen had the mitzvah where big day Kohen only applies when he's interested in doing Avodah, so then it's the Rambam holds that that mitzvah wearing big dekuna for the Kohen Hadid to do avodah is decha the yisur of shatnas. By the Kohen Gadol, the mitzvah is to wear big dekuna all day long. Quote of sefer to be in the Beis HaMikdash and supervise all without being makar of any karbonos to supervise everything. So the Kohen Gadol, it's duchuya by both Kohen Gadol and by Kohen Hadid the yisur of shatnas. But when they have the mitzvah, so the Kohen Hadid only has the mitzvah when he's interested in being makar of karbonos, and the Kohen Gadol has mitzvah of levishas. Big day Kohen Gadol, even if he's not interested in being makru karbonos. He should be quoted as a fartet to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. There is a Gemara in the first daf in Elul Megalchen, the third parak in Maseches Ma'akatn is all about the din of Chol HaMoed. So the third parak Ma'akatn is all about the laws of Avelus. Elul Megalchen, the Sefer Hasidim writes that just like there's a concept of a meis mitzvah, that even a Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen, a Kohen Gadol, or a Nozir, not allowed to be Metameh, but if it's a Meis Mitzvah, Meis Shein L'Kovrim, they're Mechuyif to be Metameh. So he says there are certain Mesichtas that everybody neglects. So there's a bigger mitzvah to learn those Mesichtas because they're Nebuch, they're crying, and no one wants to learn them. So you complain, Zvachan and Menachas, nobody learns, and Eilu Megalchen, people don't want to learn Eilu Megalchen. So many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik, most of the time, years ago, he used to learn the same as the yeshiva. Once in a while, he would learn a different mesichta. So he once learned Eilu Megalchen, because Rabbonim and the rabbi didn't have to know the laws of Avelus. So he learned, so Rav Mendel Zak was the Birchen here in the yeshiva. He was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He gave smicha in Radbon. Dr. Belkin had smicha from Rav Mendel Zak in Radbon. He gave a shir in Radbon during the lifetime of the Chafetz Chaim. So he was upset why Rabbi Soloveitchik was giving shir on Hilchos Avelus, because the Chasam Sofer and the Chuvis writes that there's a minyak that you don't learn Hilchos Avelus. It's a Simen Ra. You only learn Hilchos Avelus when you're in the middle of Shiva. Someone asked the Chasam Sofer Shaila in Hilchos Avelus, so he didn't answer until a few years later when he was sitting Shiva. It was irrelevant then. They needed the Shaila 3 years before. It didn't help that when he was sitting Shiva he wrote a Chuvah. But that's what he writes. The minyak is that you don't learn. The Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't observe that minyak from the Chasam Sofer. He follows the Sefer Hasidim, that we treat Perek Eilu Megalchen like a meis mitzvah. So it's a bigger mitzvah to learn Eilu Megalchen. So in the first daf in Perek Eilu Megalchen, it sounds like it's a simple reading of the Gemara, that just like all the Jews in the world don't observe Avelus on Yontif, the Gemara says, why? Osi Esed de Rabim. Simchas Yontif is an Esed de Rabim, Dachi Esed de Yochid. Avelus is an Esed de Yochid. The Pasuk says, Abel Yochid Asilok. Only the family is observing. Simchas Yontif, all the Jews all over the world are observing Simchas Yontif. So usually, you don't have en esei deicha esei, you have esei deicha lois esei. Gemara has on the very last daf in Chulin, Chulin ends on Amud Beis, but the last Amud Aleph in Chulin says, en esei deicha esei, because mayol mehay esei, mehay esei. How can you determine that which esei is more important than which? But here the Gemara says, esei derabim is deicha esei deyachid. Esei derabim is more important. So it is ul mehay esei mehay esei. So the Gemara said, just like a yachid, by yachidim, one doesn't observe avelus. Let's say someone dies on yontav, on Chol HaMoed. So one doesn't observe avelus till after yontav is over. Shiva, even though they did the kfura right away, they don't observe the shiva till after yontav. Or if one was observing avelus before yontav, comes yontav, he cancels the shiva, cancels the shloshim. So to the Kohen Gadol, all year long, Kohen Gadol, Kol HaShana Kula, Kisrael Beregel Dom. The Kohen Gadol never observes Avelus. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam Paskin is against the Gemara, so all the Mephoshim break the head. Rambam writes, the Kohen Gadol observes Avelus like anybody else. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Kimat Beferish. That Kohen Gadol, Kol HaShana Kula, Kisrael Beregel Dom. So where did the Gemara get that idea? Kohen Gadol, all year long, Kisrael Beregel Dom. Rav Soloveitchik used to explain Pasha Pshat. He printed it also. I think it's a footnote in Isha Halacha. So he says, what engenders the Chiyuv Simcha on Yontif? What's Mechayiv the Chiyuv Simcha? So we usually say Kedushas Yontif. So he thought The pasuk reads, "Ismachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem." The fact that one is in the presence of the Rabbanu Shalom, that's mechayiv simcha. So on Shalosh Yigodim, there's a chiyav aliyah l'regel. Chiyav aliyah l'regel is only on the men. He wrote kol zechurcha. The women are not mechayiv in aliyah l'regel. So he didn't deal with that. So he said, on Shalosh Yigodim, there's a chiyav aliyah l'regel. So you have to be ismachtem. You have to be lefnei Hashem in the azara. So that's mechayiv and simcha. In Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no aliyah l'regel. So why is there a chiyav simcha? We assume there is a chiyav simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he said, the Gemara says that there's a different din of mitzvah haba'ba aveira and kategan asaneg, same as mitzvah haba'ba aveira. It's more chomer by shofar than it is by other mitzvahs. Why? Because shofar kevin de lizikaron ka'asik lifnim dami. Since the tkir shofar is for the purpose of v'niskartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem, so it's considered. Even you're blowing shofar in New York, you're blowing shofar in New Jersey, is considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kevin is in Karn Kasi Kilifnim Dami, and it's the Mochamedik Din of Ben Kategan and Asa Sanegan. Even if the Cheftz is not the Cheftz Shal Aver. All gold, the Kohen Gadol can't wear Big Dezob when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, because all gold in the world is reminiscent of the Egel Azov. The gold that we're going to, the big day kuhuna, gedoyla, that has gold, that's not the gold from the Egel Azov, but gold belongs to the same family. So he's not allowed to wear big day zov when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we're more machmer in En Kategan Asan Eger when it's Kilifnim. So the Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, because of Tkir Shefer, is Kilifnim Dam, is if you're Lifnei Hashem. And Yom Kippur, we know there's a chiv to do tshuva all year long. But on Yom Kippur, the Rambam says there's a special chiyuv. The Rambam and the Rabbein Yonah and Shari Tshuva also has it. There's a special chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Why? What does it say? Lefnei Hashem titoru. How do you translate Lefnei Hashem titoru? So the Rav Sadia Gaon is quoted by the Rosh in the end of Yuma. Lefnei Hashem titoru means you have to go to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. Before you enter into Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Titor means you have to go to mikveh. And the Rambam does not understand that like that. The Rambam says, Lefnei Hashem on Yom Kippur, not before Yom Kippur, Lifnei, prior to. On Yom Kippur, you are Lefnei Hashem. You should purify yourselves by doing tshuva. It's a special chiv to do tshuva. And the Rambam explains in the Shmoneh Prokim, the Rambam has a commentary on Pirkei Avos. So, by way of introduction to the Pirush HaMishnayos on Pirkei Avos, he wrote an introduction that doesn't have any name, so they call it the Shmoneh Prokim, the Rambam. In Europe, the women knew the Shmoneh Prokim. The women went to gymnasium. My mother-in-law, she knew the Shmoneh Prokim. The yeshiva boys don't even know what the Shmoneh Prokim is. My mother-in-law knew the Kuzari very well. That's what they taught. She knew Tanakh well. Is that they had a better... They had a better curriculum than the girls in Stern College in the gymnasium. The girls in Stern College want to learn Gemara. What do they need Gemara? The boys don't understand the Gemara. The girls certainly don't understand Gemara. The boys should ask that they want to have the curriculum that the girls have. Not that the girls should clamor that they want the curriculum that the boys have. The girls used to have a better curriculum. Anyway, so the Rambam writes in the Shmoneh Prokim, he has one of those short, a very short Prokim, he writes, when a person does Averis, it's like described in Yechezkel. If there's a mechitza shel barzal mavsekes ben Yisrael laviyam shebashamayim, because of the Averis that we do. And when we do tshuva, we're returning back, we're removing the mechitza shel barzal, we return back to be lifnei Hashem. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. On Shodosh Golem, there's a chiv to be lifnei Hashem, you're mechiv to be ole rego. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar. The Gemara says, "Kevin, this is a current cause. It's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim." The Gemara says, and on Yom Kippur, because Lefnei Hashem Tetor, there's a special chiv to do tshuva because you have an opportunity to get mechilas ha'avon. It's Yom Kippur Slicha, so there's a more of a chiv than all year long to do tshuva. So therefore, if the person will do tshuva, he will be Lefnei Hashem. So that's why on all five, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv simcha engendered because of the chiyuv to be lifnei Hashem. So just like Yisrael Baregel has the Chiyav Simcha because of he's Lifnei Hashem. And being in the state of Lifnei Hashem engenders a Chiyav Simcha. So that's why Kohen Gadol all year long, Yisrael Baregel Dam, the Kohen Gadol is b'chuyiv to be in the Beis HaMikdash all year long. That's the Lashon HaRama. Quoted with Sifarta, Leishit B'Mikdash all day long. And then he goes home at night. So that's why the Kohen Gadol, that's why the simple reading of the morning, Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelis, because he has a Chiyav Simcha all year long. Why do you have a Chiyav Simcha? Because he has to be Lifnei Hashem. The thing that engenders the Chiyav Simcha is being Lifnei Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik has a very interesting point. The Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Beis HaBchira lists off all the Klei HaMikdosh, the Klei Shares that have no specific location in the Beis HaMikdosh, and then you have Klei HaMikdosh, furniture of the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Rambam lists off the Mizbach HaZohav for the Ktoris, Mizbach HaOyla outside, the Kir, the Kana counted as two, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and what else? I forgot already. He doesn't count the Aron as one of the pieces of furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? It's a Pella. He leaves out the Aron. That's the most important one. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Aron apparently is not from the Klei HaMikdash. The furniture of the Beis HaMikdash is the two Mizbachas, the Kir Bekano, the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Aron is a din in Luchos. In fact, the Rambam writes Beferish like that. How do you know that there's a Chiyuv to stand up when they carry a Sefer Torah? Where does the Chumash, there's a Chiyuv to give cover to the Sefer Torah? So the Rambam says that Torah requires you should have your Sisa Aron. You have to have an Aron for the Luchos. The Aron for the Luchos is out of Kabbat for the Luchos. Then the Rambam writes that it's a Kal v'chomer for a Sefer Torah that's written Tov Shin Pei Dalin. But the Luchos was Ksav Yara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Chiyuv to be Mechabed the Luchos because that's the Ksav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. The Rambam says the Sefer Torah that we write this year has the Aseres HaDibros plus more. So it has more Kedusha than the Luchos. The Luchos are priceless, but a Sefer Torah that's written has a higher level of Kedusha, has more Psukim. So this is a Kal v'chomer that there's a Chiyuv to be Mechabed. So the Rambam understood that the Aron to hold the Luchos. It's not a din. The Aron is one of the pieces of furniture in the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's not from the furniture. It's a din. The Luchos should be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and for the Luchos you have to have an Aron. So he said Baharaya that the Aron is not, because the Yerushalmi Tosis, all the Rishonim quote, the Yerushalmi says there were two Aronis. There was an Aron Sheyotze LaMelchama that in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Aron would knock down all the enemies. So the Aron Yeyotze LaMelchama had the Shiva Luchos in it. That wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron with the Luchos, the role of the Aron is to be mechabed the Luchos. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say, in a Beis HaOvel, you want to take a Sefer Torah from the Shul, the Ovel wants to have a minion at home. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not permitted to take a Sefer Torah from the Shul to bring it to the Beis HaOvel, unless you're having, let's say, a Shabbaton for 10 people. So then a minion, a tzibur, is allowed to take a Sefer Torah. Or if the Chevi Kadisha has a portable Aron, so you're going to have this Sefer Torah the whole time in an Aron, then it's going to be Bekovedik. So then you're allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaOvel, even though there's no minion. The minion is coming to help out the Ovel, but the minion could have just as well, they would be happy to daven in a shul. You're taking the Sefer Torah to accommodate the Ovel. That's not a minion. So that's not right, unless you have 10 people who are in Avelis. Unless he's an Adam Choshe Miod, a very prominent rabbi, a very, very prominent supporter of Torah, then you're allowed to bring the Sefer Torah. Because the din is, the way to be mechaber the Sefer Torah is to keep it in an Aron Kodesh. So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rambam does not list the Aron as one of the Klei HaMikdash. It's not part of the furniture, the Beis HaMikdash. Strictly speaking, The Aron is a din to be mechabdim. The luchas have to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So because the luchas have to be, you have to have an Aron. But it's not that it's not a din that the Aron is one of the clay. Basically, the others are. The Mizbeach and the two Mizbachas and the Menorah. Those are the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah l'doros. Whenever you have to move the Aron from one place to the other, you're not allowed to have it travel on a wagon or have it pulled by animals. You have to have it because of you, so the Levim have to carry it on their shoulders. So the Minchas Chinuch is on the Rambam. Why does he have? Because of Yisov is not only a din on the Aron, it was a din on all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim had to carry everything. So why did the Rambam have the din that Doris only applies to the Aron? The Rav Soloveitchik explained, in the Midbar, the 40 years they were traveling in the Midbar, so that was Psukim in the Chumash, that was a din. The Kelim had a din of Klisharis, even though you took down the whole Mishkan. It's outside of the Mishkan. But Ledoira is the only Kli that has a Chalashem Kli Shores, chutz lazara, is the Aron. The others only have a shem kli shores in the azara. That's a mishnah in Zvachim, in the Peis, I think, in Zvachim. That kli shores are only mikachim in the azara. The kli shores not mikadosh chutz lazara. So Rav Soloveitchik thought pshat is because it doesn't have a shem kli shores, chutz lazara. So there's a Tosfos in Menachas, we mentioned it earlier, Tosfos talks about these two opinions, the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. It's 2 days in Tosfos where the Kohanim are permitted to wear big dikuna shaloi b'shas avoida or not. So the Gemara says that Alexander the Great, there was a period of time he gave permission to the Kusim to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because the Kusim told them that the Jews are married by Malchus, so you should destroy the Beis. So he believed them. So somehow Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, and they were walking all night. He was wearing all the big day Kohen Gadol. They were walking all night with torches, and then they met up with Alexander the Great, and he bowed down out of respect for the Shimon HaTzadik, and all the goyim said, "What are you bowing down for, this dirty Jew?" So he said, "No. Whenever I go in battle, whenever I'm victorious, that's the image that I always see." So he said, "Yes." Shimon HaTzadik said, "We always pray for you. You should be successful in battle, and your kingdom should endure." So he realized that the Kusim were telling a lie, and they punished the Kusim. So the Gemara says, but Shimon HaTzadik was walking the Tosefta. It's a Tosefta. The Gemara quotes it in Yuma. So that's, I think it's Daf Samach Tes in Yuma. Tosefta in Menachos quotes in Daf Mem Aleph. So the Gemara says, if a kohen wears big tikkuna chutz lamigdash, he's like it. So how can Shimon HaTzadik wear the big tikkuna chutz lamigdash? So the Gemara says, eslas v'ashem v'heret teresecha. So Tosfos says, but if it's hutra, so why is the mutter to wear it chutz lamigdash or hutra is hutra? There's no isur shatnes. The Tosfos says maybe it means loike only mederabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, no, maybe it's loike min haTorah. It's only mutter, the chefza of big dekuna is hutra, the chefza is hutra, even shaloi b'shas avoda, only if it retains the status of big dekuna, only if it has the status of the klisharis. And there's no din of klisharis, chutz lazara. That's the Mishnah in Zvachim and the Peis over there, that the klisharis are only mekadosh if they're in the azar, chutz lazara, they don't have a shame klisharis. So remember, that's the way he suggested pshat in that Tosefta. If you wear the big dekuna chutz lazara, maybe you're loikim in Atar, because it doesn't have a shame klisharis. Doesn't have a shame big dekuna. Let me say over, Rav Soloveitchik had I just said this in Shia the other day. It's a beautiful interpretation. The Gemara in Maseches Brachas, we're learning Brachas this year. So the Gemara in Perek Tfilas al Shachar around Chavtesam and Beisah, so the Gemara tells when Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years, the end of his life, the Gemara says he lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years he worked for a living and he retired at the age of 40. And then he learned from the age of 40 to the age of 80. Then at the age of 80, he was the biggest Talmid Chacham, so they appointed him as the chief rabbi. He was chief rabbi during the time of the Churban. We don't know exactly how the 40 years of his chief rabbinate laid out, but part of it was before the Churban, part of it was after. Because he and his Bezdin, Rabbi Yechman Zagat Bezdin, made 9 takanas, all listed off in the Mishnayos, and many of the takanas had to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was chief rabbinating the last few years of the Bais Sheni and a few years after the Churban Bais Sheni. So the Gemara says when he was about to die, Talmidim came, they knew he was holding by the end. Talmidim came to visit him on his deathbed. So he says he's nervous, he sees a possibility he may go to Gehenna, he may go to Gan Eden, doesn't know. So the Tzlach over there, the Nadi Yehuda, say from Bracha, is called Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. I think his mother's name is Chaya. So he wanted to memorialize his mother. It's called Tzion. People think it has something to do with Zionism. It has nothing to do with Tzion. Tzion LeNefesh Chaya, his mother's name. A memorial to his mother. So the Tzlach asked, why did he think he's going to go to Gehenna? So he said he just wanted to give Musa to the Talmidim. Rav Soloveitchik said, no. He made a major decision. Here, every year when the Israeli government has the Israeli parade in Manhattan, so the Ntura Karta years ago used to take out a full-page ad in the New York Times. Now it's too expensive, so they have a tiny ad. Not as big. It used to half a page and a quarter of a page. So we, the Neturei Karta, who follow in the footsteps of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we don't. All the Neturei Karta follows in the footsteps of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They follow in the footsteps of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, and we surrender. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai surrendered to Vespasian. He left Yerushalayim, and he surrendered. So they surrender. They do like that, and we're doing wrong. So Rabbi Yechman Zakkai says he does not. He may go to Gehenna. He surrendered and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Why did he surrender? Was that the right thing? So he says he may go to Gehenna for that decision. The Rosh HaMemshalah in Eretz Yisrael decided to wage war here. He has a whole war cabinet. Maybe it's the wrong thing. Maybe he should have surrendered. That's what they want. The Jews should surrender to the Arabs and they shouldn't kill so many Arabs. So Rabbi Yechman Zakkai said he knows that he may go to Gehenna for surrendering. And then he says, the last thing he says is, Achinu Kisei L'chizkiyo HaMelech Shebol Alavosi, or something like that. What do you mean, Achinu Kisei? What is that all about? So the Tzlach has a whole interpretation there. What does it mean? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, no. When Sancheirev came to wage war against Yerushalayim, Chizkiyo HaMelech did not surrender. He prayed to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and they were going to defend Yerushalayim. So one might have thought that Chizkiyahu HaMelech is going to condemn Rabbi Yechman Zakkai for surrender. He says, no, Chizkiyahu HaMelech came to give me a Yashir Goyach. I made the right decision. We lost the war already. The war against the Romans was lost already. There's no din. There's no din you have to fight till the enemy kills every single Jewish person. If you see you lost the war, you have to surrender. But in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they didn't lose the war. So then you have to fight, then you have to defend Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech came to give the Yashir Koach to Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. He made the right decision by surrendering. That's how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that Gemara. He had very interesting explanations on Agoda. He worked very hard on Agoda. And he had very beautiful explanations in Halach, in all the areas of Halach, in Kodshim, and Taris, and Noshim, and Ezekiel, and everything. Okay.
We have a fine head here, right?
Thank you.